Kalakristuyana, Merry Christmas to you all. Christmas is a feast of joy. In the radiant eyes of our children, the sparkle in their eyes, in the exchange of gifts and greetings, in the sounds of music, in all of these, we see humanity's deep longing for joy. The message for Christmas is beautiful and full of hope. Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. Rejoice. Heaven and earth are united. We have the angels with us. Christ has become a human being. John the theologian wrote in his first epistle, "The Word became a human being, and full of grace and truth, He lived among us." What tremendous joy that brings to us. He was here living with us. A beautiful reading that we had tonight in the Gospel. I love that reading. And I love reading it every year at this time. And I'm going to quote from Charles Schulz, the writer of Peanuts, Charlie Brown. In his Charlie Brown Christmas episode with his producer, together he, the writer, and the producer were discussing how they were going to make this little cartoon. And if you don't remember the story, I remember it because I watch it every year. Charlie Brown is caught up, and around him is all the materialism that we have at Christmas time. He can't understand what Christmas is really all about. So his friend Linus goes on to tell him. And he basically recites the reading from tonight. That beautiful reading that I was talking about. Now, the producer said to the writer, Charles Schulz, "We can't put this in here tonight, in this cartoon. It's a cartoon. You never talk about religion in a cartoon. We can't discuss the Bible." And Charles Schulz said, "No, we have to do it. If we don't do it, who will?" And from that point on, it clicked in Charlie Brown's head what Christmas was all about. There are hymns of joy. There's beauty. There's laughter. There's enjoyment. We are overcome on this day as it begins in the evening and continues through tomorrow. Because God came to the earth and took on flesh and lived as we do. During this time, and of course during Lent and Holy Week, I have a special joy. First of all, I get to do the services. But I also have to get out of my comfort zone and go out and visit those that can't come to church tonight or tomorrow. And I went and saw 4 beautiful souls yesterday. And I took them what we all just received, the body and blood of Christ. So Christ is in us and with us. And I remember what Luke and Cleopas said on their way as they were walking on the road to Emmaus, and they had Christ with them, and they didn't realize who He was. Because as you know, and I've told you this before, when you're resurrected, you look different. You're in a glorified state. So they did not recognize Jesus. And they persuaded Him to stay for a little longer because they were overwhelmed with this person that was teaching them the Scriptures. And then finally, they said, "Would you please just eat with us?" And He blessed the bread and disappeared. And they said, "Were we not burning? We were overwhelmed with warmth. We were in His midst." They realized who He was after He left. So I have another added joy in that I get to give it to you, the Holy Communion, and I get to take it to those who can't come, representing our church. You remember what I talked about when I said their radiant faces, their eyes were sparkling? I'm talking about the children on Christmas Day. The ones I went to see yesterday had that same look. And 2 of them cannot speak. It has nothing to do with me. It's just that a bishop laid his hands on me and gave me the ability to do this. So my joy is to get to see Christ with you and with those poor, beautiful souls that can't come here tonight. To see their look. To understand and read their faces. 2 of them that could speak couldn't stop thanking me. And I said, "Don't thank me, please. Thank God for allowing us the ability to receive Him. Thank God for being inside of you. Thank God for coming to the earth and taking on this flesh that we have and living like we did, eating, drinking, getting sick, feeling emotions, whatever, crying, laughing." Just close your eyes and be joyful. Close your eyes and say a prayer tonight. That you understand what has happened. The gifts are great. We all love them. The food is excellent. The wine is flowing and the drink. Why? What is it really about? Linus told us. Linus from Charlie Brown's Christmas told us. that a Savior is born. So say that prayer tonight. If you're eating tonight with your family, say a special prayer. Tomorrow, do the same. Look at your family and your friends and see the twinkle and the joy that comes from Jesus Christ. I have that joy because of you all. I have that joy and that smile on my lips because of what you allow me to do for you. But we're all priests. Maybe you're not ordained, but you are called a priest in God's eyes. And you can do almost everything that I do. You can pray for somebody. You can hold their hand. You can listen to them. You can look in their eyes if they cannot speak. And you can communicate with them about the love of Jesus Christ. So tonight or tomorrow, go out of your comfort zone and do this. I just received a call just before liturgy that another one of our dear souls fell and broke her shoulder today on Christmas Eve. She's in the hospital. I'm going to go bring her the joy. My food will be waiting for me when I get home. My drink and my family. But she also deserves the joy of Christ. So I'm incorporating all of you tonight. Go and do something special for someone who needs you. We sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King." Amen.